Then what's the topic?
So I would like to ask something about the mood of nature. I from reading your book about the three modes of nature and from Bhagavad Gita, I understand that from a point of view, the mode of nature one activity is in is determined on one side by the intention of making certain activity, and on the other side it's depending on the result of a certain activity. And sometimes devotees or people...
The mode of nature? I don't follow the question.
The mode of nature, a certain activity is in. So we do a certain activity, and that can be in a certain mode of nature, in passion, ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
And this is determined on one side by the intention, and the other side by the result of that activity. And sometimes devotees, they make certain services or activities with best intentions, but still the results are maybe if not bad, but are not according with the intention. And then
I don't see the connection between the two.
Because we make something with the best intention, and the result is not so good. And for instance, I clean the temple, but during cleaning the temple, I break the broom, or I do I break.
And how's that connected to the modes of nature?
I mean, this is like an example because I was thinking sometimes we make certain activities, and I think they are made with good intentions, but still the results are bad. So maybe they are not in goodness, or because if you are in goodness, for instance, then you have to take care of the things, you have to practice cleanliness, to be attentive, and so on. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
So this would be the question. How can we determine which mode is predominating? Because sometimes we do our best, but still the results are not so good.
I think this is the whole question is a little confused, because identifying the mode of nature is based on the characteristics of the net mode themselves, and then the type of results that they induce in a person. So, you know, activities which have no purpose, done without knowledge, without any clear motive, in the mode of ignorance, those that have a desire to enjoy the fruits of the activity or in the mode of passion, and activities which are done in knowledge for a spiritual elevation or in the mode of goodness. Whether you break the broom or not, if the activity that you perform, if the intention of the activity is for spiritual advancement, or better yet, to please Krishna, and in a process you break the broom, you may be sweeping in a very vigorous way that people may say is very active. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's passionate. Passion may be, or activity may be in your nature, but that doesn't immediately relate to the mode itself. Why are you doing something? So that's what Krishna talks about. What is your motivation for performing a particular activity? And then cultivating a mode of nature means that you perform an activity, or you try to perform all activities for spiritual elevation, and that's called the mode of goodness. When our mentality is that we're trying to please Krishna in everything that we do, then we're cultivating more goodness, we're cultivating transcendental more goodness. And then that may be sometimes mixed, even though that may be our effort, but because we're not free from the influence of the lower modes, or sometimes the lower modes actually competing, they dominate, then it may not be purely manifest or consistently manifest. But still, one should practice. That's what sadhana bhakti means. You practice not only a certain physical activity, but you practice a certain consciousness. So Krishna consciousness means that we're practicing how to perform activities that please Krishna. The result of the activity is not so relevant. It's the motive by which activities are performed that's important.
So I understand that it's most important is the motivation than the result itself from because sometimes when we are in the beginning, we start the devotional service and we come to the temple, then we are very enthusiastic to do something for Krishna, but still in the process we make something wrong unwillingly.
That's natural. Everyone, Krishna says that in this world, everyone inevitably performs fault. Every activity has inherent fault, particularly in Kali Yuga. And what to speak of result? Result isn't, Krishna says, in all activities just depend on me. So result also is more an issue of perhaps an individual's karma and then ultimately Krishna's sanction. So some people perform an activity and they get a result because they have a certain karma, someone else not. Someone goes out with the intention of distributing, with the intention of pleasing Krishna and distributing many books, but he doesn't because he's not a good speaker, he's not a good salesman, it's not his karma. Someone else goes out with the same intention, and because he has those qualities, therefore he distributes many books. The result is the same in the transcendental platform, because the motive is the same.
From this point of view, we can cultivate mostly transcendental activities for the pleasure of Krishna and the mode of goodness. And I mean, from what you say, I understand that it's we have to cultivate activities in the mode of goodness, but still, by chanting Hare Krishna, we can get on the transcendental plane, and by doing things for the pleasure of Krishna.
Cultivating a particular mode, particularly cultivating a mode invokes the presence of a mode, although chanting Hare Krishna, one becomes transcendental. That doesn't mean that by chanting Hare Krishna, a person is transcendental. And very often that's a misunderstanding that devotees have about what's transcendental and what's not. Devotees, just because they're wearing dhoti and sikha and practicing sadhana bhakti, are not transcendental. When Prabhupada writes about devotees being on the transcendental platform, he's talking about transcendentally situated devotees. And that's not something that's achieved solely by practice. That's achieved by Krishna's mercy, and that's called sadhya. When you are transcendental, then you're already on the transcendental platform. There's no coming down, going up and coming down. If the modes of nature affect you, then you're not transcendental ever. you may be protected by the modes of nature, by the process of devotional service, by the lower modes. But that's a different thing than being transcendental.
And by practicing the mode of goodness and then chanting Hare Krishna, then we can become transcendental, but still there is Krishna's mercy involved.
It's only by Krishna's mercy that such a thing happens. One becomes elevated to the spiritual platform. Practicing mode of goodness means that one becomes fixed, habituated to that. The qualities naturally develop. If you practice something, then that becomes a habit. Goodness becomes a habit. If goodness becomes a habit, then you're free from passion and ignorance, which degrade you and bring you down. And goodness is the platform from which then one can step onto the transcendental platform, from which one becomes elevated. You don't become elevated from the platform of passion. You'll become elevated from the platform of goodness, because goodness is when someone will think about pleasing Krishna and will consistently will have that type of steady aspiration that will actually invoke Krishna's mercy. And in lower modes, a devotee can't have that type of steadiness, that type of seriousness, even we use the word sincerity, that will actually invoke Krishna's mercy. He may have flashes of such feelings, particularly because some goodness is present, but it won't sustain, because it's not steady, because he's not sustaining that. Therefore, the devotee doesn't invoke Krishna's confidence, because Krishna's not confident in that person. Therefore, he doesn't bestow his mercy in the form of admitting him to the same spiritual platform. That's why practicing sadhana, and because that then qualifies one for advancement in Krishna consciousness. But if someone isn't on that steady platform of goodness, then he has to get there. So generally the process is from ignorance to passion, from passion to goodness, from goodness to transcendence. That's how one goes forward.